Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today. It's your girl, Gigi, aka Jen. Now, I know I skipped last week because I was sick, and y'all, when I tell you I've been sick, your girl has been sick as hell. Like, I was sitting here going through, like, packs of damn NyQuil, y'all. I went through, like, 2 bottles of, like, the DayQuil and the NyQuil, and I was popping them pills, and I even had the cool vapor ones, and y'all, those are my favorite because they do leave a nice little cooling sensation. 10 out of 10 would recommend. But yes, I'm still kind of like, ears are stopped up a little bit. Hopefully my voice is sounding a little better. To me, it does. But yeah, y'all, I was down in the dumps for real with it. Like, y'all, I was so sick. Like, I don't know. Anyway, that's not what I'm coming to talk about today. But thanks for y'all checking on me and seeing and, you know, making sure I was okay. I really appreciate that. But what I want to talk about today is, y'all, okay, now, before I start this off, I just want to say, this isn't a black people thing anymore. I thought, you know, we made jokes about it, but this is not a black person thing anymore. And y'all are probably, what the fuck are you about to get into? Y'all, why? Now, let me make sure, I don't want to, like, say this and y'all be like, damn, this is how you gonna say it. But no, y'all, okay, so, you know how black people, when we pass away, we usually, you know, wait like a week because, you know, we have to get the family together and, you know, we have to wait for the family to travel to wherever. And most of the time for my family, like the older generations, we have to go to Alabama and travel. And so, you know, everyone's basically moved for Alabama except a few, or some of them live one place, but they want to be buried in Alabama or whatever. So, you know, everybody has to travel. And even when people have passed away in my hometown, you know, we wait for the family to travel from whatever city they're in. And that is usually about a good old week. Now, y'all, this is my thing. A week, okay, because I'm used to it. Like, when my grandfather died, it was like a Sunday, and then we buried him that Saturday. So literally like a week. So I get that. That's usually for everybody. You wait until the family can come. That's just how it is. But y'all, I just want to know why. Now, before I say this, y'all who like this person, do not try to come for me. I guess it's a serious question. Now, I don't know how many of y'all that listen to this podcast, listen to the group The Wanted. They're from England. I think they were on X Factor. I want to say, I don't know. The only people from X Factor that I gave a fuck about was One Direction. And the only thing I can tell you about The Wanted is, like, they had beef with One Direction. Oh, chlamydia boy. That, I'm sorry. If y'all know what I'm talking about, then y'all know. But there was a member of the group from The Wanted named Tom Parker. Now, about a year ago, he was diagnosed with some type of cancer, and they had only gave him a couple of months to live. I remember reading, like, when he first came out and announced that, I think he said he had like 5 or 6 months. He wound up living like a year. And during this time, you know, Tom went on like tour with The Wanted and everything. And then I saw pictures from the last show, and like he was like in like a wheelchair or something, like he couldn't even move. And I feel like they said that he couldn't even sing at that point. But he passed away on March 30th. This is where I'm just confused about. Now, if y'all know, please let me know. I mean, like I said, I wasn't a big fan of The Wanted. I knew some of their songs that came out back in the day, but I never caught up, like, I never was, like, keeping up with them. So, I don't know. I just know, like, I guess they went on hiatus, and then I know he did some solo work. I didn't know the music or anything, but, you know, it was, like, a big thing when it came out that, you know, he was sick and he only had a few months to live. But, like I said, he passed away on March 30th. They didn't bury this man or like had the funeral. I think it was like either April 20th or April 21st or something like that. I just remember seeing it. And I was like just confused because I was like, I remember it was trending when he passed. And I was like, weeks are going by fast. So I was like, okay. But I was like, I'm pretty sure he died like last month. And it was like, it took them 3 weeks to bury this man. Now, me and my friends were in a little group chat and we were coming to the conclusion, like, for me, I just automatically assumed they wanted a public thing for the fans. Because, obviously there was fans outside of the thing taking pictures and all that stuff and videos. You can see it on TikTok. I didn't see like any from inside the church. Everything I saw was from outside the church. But then again, I wasn't really trying to look at that. Like, I mean, I feel like I've seen enough people in caskets, so it's, I didn't really need to. I don't know if it was open or not. Like, I don't know none of that. So if you want to look, you can look. I just know my friend in the group chat who liked them sent the TikTok, and I was just like, girl, you, okay. But it was from the outside, and it looked like, I saw at least one member from the one that helped carrying the casket and everything, and then the other ones, I wasn't really paying attention. But that's the one I could see. But my thing was, I just assumed they wanted a public thing for the fans. I don't know if that's true or not. Like, I didn't really look. Y'all probably, you should did your research. That's not it. I just still feel like, why'd you keep that man out for 3 weeks? Because, I mean, I feel like if you wanted the public thing, you still could have had it at a church within a week. That's what I'm getting. Because I feel like you told us when he died, all you had to do was do the funeral arrangements and then just be like, if y'all want to come see him, this is where it's going to be. I don't think that takes 3 weeks because it's not like they had it at some big super like mega church thing, where you're like you had to go and like I don't know, you like y'all get what I'm trying to say. I hope y'all do. Like it wasn't like they had to fly him to like Rome and they had it, where the Pope is and all that stuff and they had like a big ceremony. That's not so that's what I'm saying. That would take like weeks, I understand. But you get what I'm saying? Like it wasn't. It was like at a church in England and I think I'm pretty sure it was. I don't know. But that's what like it what I'm saying is I'm pretty sure if you wanted a public memorial, you could have did it like in a snap. Like it you could have just tweeted out. Or put on Instagram, like, this is where it's gonna be. So, we still don't know why. At least while I'm recording this, I don't know why it took them so long. One of my friends was like, well, maybe they had to get the funeral arrangements and money together. But this is my thing. I know for a fact that there's plenty of people who I've known that has cancer. And once a doctor has said, you have an allotted amount of time to live, the first thing they do is get their arrangements together. So we were like, okay, well, that makes sense. So we assumed it's not that. So, like I said, we just came to the conclusion that maybe they want a public thing, and we don't know why, like, they decided to take 3 weeks after he died. I don't know. I'm not saying maybe that church is booked up for 3 weeks. I don't know. I don't know. That was my whole thing. So that's why I was just like confused. So if y'all know, let me know. But there's also somebody else I would like to talk about. He died a while ago. And even when this happened, I was kind of bamboozled because I was just like, why did it take so long? And like I said, it's not a black thing anymore. But this next session we're talking about is black. Tom is from the one that is white. That's why I said it's not a black thing anymore. But yeah, if y'all know the whole thing about the Tom thing, please let me know because me and my friend are still confused because I just want to know why it took you 3 weeks to bury this man. Because I'm pretty sure you didn't have an autopsy because I feel like you knew he was dying of cancer. And even when you do autopsies, I don't think it takes that long. Like, I don't know. I'm not an expert on autopsies like that. So, like, I just feel like, but you're not out for 3 weeks. I feel like they do it pretty much immediately, and then because they're gonna take what they need and then they give the body back. And I don't know, just let me know. Just let me know. Okay, and the next one I want to talk about like I said, it happened a couple of months ago, well, more than a couple of months, is rapper Slim 400. Now, if you don't know him, like I said, he's a rapper. He's YG's friend. He got shot in December, and I think I don't know if he passed away that same day or not, but I think the day he passed away was December 9th. They didn't have this man's funeral until January 18th. And I remember seeing that on YG's story, and I was just like, this is well over a month now. Like, I don't know why they kept this man over a month on ice. Maybe the autopsy, maybe. Like I said, I don't know. But if y'all know these answers as to why these people are being left on ice for so long, please let me know. Now, I know, like, the rapper Slim 400, he wasn't born in America. He was born overseas. Now, I don't know if his family, like, they were waiting for the family to come over, and maybe there were some COVID things going on, and they had to, like, wait to, like, quarantine and all this stuff before, like, I don't know. Because, I mean, that would make sense, but it's still the fact that I'm just like, that's a long, long time to have people just sitting in the morgue at the funeral home or wherever they're, you know. Like I said, I just want to know if y'all can explain this to me, because when I was looking it up, like, it didn't tell me why they kept him so long. Like, it wasn't like, oh, because his family had to come from wherever and they had to quarantine and all this, or they had to, like, an autopsy on this, and then the family wanted a separate like, nothing is telling me why. That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know. If someone knows, please tell me. And I mean, rest in peace to both of these men. But I just want to know why they were kept so long. That's all I want to know. And I just want to say this now, on the record. If I get diagnosed with some illness that I am going to die from, please do not keep me at the funeral home for weeks at a time. Please just get it over as fast as you can. I mean, there's no point of holding out. There's only a list of people I really want at my funeral. And it's not going to take them no week plus to get there. I'm just saying. So I don't need y'all to sit there and hold me out and to wait until a distant cousin come, because I probably didn't even talk to them and they don't need to be there. I mean, that hell. And that's another thing. Why do y'all go to funerals for people you don't even talk to? Like, and I get it's like a pain of respect thing, but like, why do you go to, like, funerals for people you hate and all this stuff? Like, why are you wasting your damn time doing that shit? Like, and then there's people in, like, the family, like, you don't know, but just because you know that somebody, like, related to you, go, why? Why? Like, I remember growing up, like, my grandma used to say there was, like, this one aunt who was married, you know, related to me through marriage. And she's like, she loves going to funerals. She's always at somebody's funeral. Like, I'm serious. Every weekend, you know, she'd be at a funeral. I didn't believe her until I got older. And then she really was always at a damn funeral. And I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you, there's no way you know all these folks. I mean, granted, maybe she did. But there's people I knew for a fact that I was like, there's no way you would know. So, it's just weird. But that's what I'm saying. Like, why do you go? Like, when I was younger, I was drugged to, like, funerals of, like, people I didn't know. Like, great uncles and cousins and stuff that, like, would be like my third or fourth cousin and all these things, people I never met in my life, and my, like, grandmother would drag me. Y'all, I'm not, that's not me. I'm not a big funeral person. It's not like they make me really sad. Like, there's only a handful of funerals. I don't even think it's a handful of funerals that I've cried at. And I can tell you who they are. It was I cried at my great grandmother's because like I was with her just about every day for my whole life. Obviously, my grandfather. That was the hardest one I ever had to do. And my Uncle Scott, that was about it. The rest of them folks, I was kind of just there. I might have snuffled maybe one tear, but like as of crying, those were it. So I'm not gonna just go to the funeral for the hell of it. I'm just saying that's not me. So I just want to know like why if you don't talk to these people, you don't associate with them, okay. I feel like you could just send a card if like you feel like you need to like let those people know that you were like, oh, I heard about the death, like, but I'm not coming to the funeral, so here's a sympathy card, or you could send flowers because you're not coming. Hell, just go sign the damn book and go if you must, but like, I just don't get the whole point of the funeral. Like, why you want to sit there? But like I was saying, y'all don't keep me out waiting on nobody because half of these folks, like, I probably don't even remember talking to them. I'm gonna have a list, and it's gonna be like a VIP club. And if your name's not on the list, boo-boo, you can't come to my funeral because I don't need you to breathe your hateful ass breath on my dead body. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, I will re-inhabit my fucking body and I will just wake up to scare folks. Like, especially the people I hate. I just want to go to the funeral to see what the fuck my sister's gonna say about me. That's it. Like, I just hope God's gonna, like, let me stay long enough just so I can go to the funeral because I want to see what bullshit my sister says. But other than that, like, yeah, just bury me. And to be honest, the type of funeral I want, y'all can't even hold me out because I'm not even trying to be embalmed. I'm trying to be like buried in the ground and like plant like a tree over me. Like, that's what I want. I like how this episode is turning into like me like basically writing like a last will testament and making my funeral arrangements. Oh my gosh. But for real. In all seriousness, y'all, like, I'm doing a green burial, so I don't y'all can't even keep me that long, baby. Now, if like obviously if I feel like I died under like some weird ass mysterious circumstances because I feel like there's only one person who would probably wind up killing me. That's psychotic fuck. But yeah, y'all, if I died like under some weird circumstances, please autopsy me and find out. I mean, because I would like to know. Well, I mean, I guess if someone murdered me, I would know. Because now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, because if he killed me, he's too dumb to like do it with drugs. Like, he doesn't know about shit like that. So it's not like he could. I'm not gonna. Never mind. Because I was about to say something, but I don't want y'all to sit up here and get this idea and then go do it and then go kill somebody because you're more than likely gonna get away with that. And I'm not trying to tell y'all that. It's like I was saying, he wouldn't know. He would just probably like strangle me. I'm pretty sure that's how. So yes, and my friends know who I'm talking about. If I did die, they would be him. 'Cause he wouldn't shoot me because he doesn't have a gun. He says he wants one, but dumbass ain't never got it yet. Which he doesn't need one because this is going into something else where it doesn't need to go. But anyway, yes, if I die under mysterious circumstances, autopsy me. But if, like I said, if they doctor was like, hey, you have like stage four, some type of cancer, and you have 5 months to live, and then I die, go ahead and go dig my little hole and just put me in there. That's all I'm asking. You don't, because they're not going to be able to keep me. Well, I guess the morgue could because it's cold, but still, I don't want to be out. Don't leave me more than a week. Just hurry up and put me in the hole. That's all. I don't need a big old thing. Even if I was famous, y'all, I don't, because the way I want to be buried, I don't think, like, I mean, I couldn't have a public memorial for real, because like I said, I don't want to be involved. Like, I want to be just thrown in the ground, wrap me up in my little cotton shroud, maybe plant some trees on top of me or something, you know. Also, I want my animals buried with me. So the three I have now, especially those are my children. You know, my mom was like, well, they're more than likely going to pass away before you. And that is fine. Because I don't even want to think about it, but when they pass away, I'm going to cremate them and I'll put them in little biodegradable urn and stuff. But until that time being, I'm going to put them in a nice little urn. And then when I die, I want them to put my children in a biodegradable urn so they can just be in there with me. Because I don't want y'all to just dump the ashes in there. But yeah. And then we're going to make a tree or something nice. So that's what I want. And this is not how the episode was supposed to go, but I just wanted to know why the fuck people are keeping people out for so long. So like I said, if you know the reason behind Tom from The Wanted, why he was kept for like 3 weeks before his funeral, and also Slim 400, why it took so long, I don't know if it was because he was shot. And I mean, I don't know. That's what, for him, I'm just like, he was shot, he died from his wounds. And I mean, I get, you probably, like, you took the bullets and stuff out if it was in him to see who, like, to trace stuff and everything. But I mean, I don't see why that would, you would keep the body out. Y'all, I don't know. Like, that whole forensic thing, that's not my department. That's not me. I'm interested in it. Like, I'd be watching shows on it, but like, I'm just baffled by the over a month for him. The man died like December 9th and they didn't like have his funeral until like January 18th. And I'm just still honestly confused. Like, because the Tom one really baffles me too, because like, y'all knew he was going to die. And I just feel like the arrangements were made. And the only thing you had to really do was call the church and be like, hey, are you available for the funeral on this day? Like I said, they could have been booked up, baby. They could have been booked and busy. I don't know. It could have been some weddings. It could have been something else. But yeah. But anyway, I'm gonna let y'all go. I'm sorry. I was just rambling. Now, please let me know if y'all know. I'm gonna leave all of my stuff in the description, all my links. And if you have anything you want me to talk about, go ahead and let me know. But yes, I will catch y'all on next week's episode of What Are We Talking About Today? Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today? Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.